A Jewish Journal article. Rabbis of L.A. Rabbi John Hanisch. Midlife Career Change. Ever since Rabbi John Hanisch arrived at Kol Tikva in Woodland Hills, the Reform Temple has become known for its elaborate programming, especially on Shabbat. There are two logical explanations. As a boy in Louisville in the 1970s, Hanisch grew up in Jewish camps, historically heavy with programming. For his first career in the 1990s, he was attracted to film and television production, where the strong accent also is on programming. There is logic behind the programming. It is obvious in today's Jewish community, said the rabbi, if all you do is say, come on Friday nights, you are not going to have much a congregation. You have to look at who your constituencies are. Then program for those constituencies. The outcome, he quickly learned, is not automatic. You don't invite. Lean back and wait for them to pour through the doors. Think beyond what people are asking for, Hanisch says. Think about what they need. What do they need that they don't even know they need right now? Hanisch's circuitous route to a small and lively Reform temple in the West Valley is lined with dreams, fulfillment and life-switching decisions. A little more than 30 years ago, he graduated from the prestigious USC Film School, worked for a while in film and television as a development executive for Dan Curtis Productions at MGM, and then became a freelance producer. He later opened a post-production facility, while doing some writing on the side. A dozen years flew by, but the idea of the rabbinate was always hanging in the back of his mind. I always wanted to be a rabbi or a filmmaker, Hanisch said. Therein lies another tale. When he turned 24, he was considering rabbinic school. But I got into film school, he said with a puckish grin. Now which would be more exciting to a 24-year-old, film school or rabbinic school? He answered without pausing. When I went to USC Film School, it was one of the greatest privileges of my life. His second career was about to receive a boost from his first career. In film school I learned about how people work together, Rabbi Hanisch said. I learned about community, and I learned about storytelling, all of which are key to building a Jewish community. When the rabbi-to-be was in rabbinic school, he would visit the late, revered Rabbi Richard Levy. Hanisch recalled, amazing, schmoozes. Often I would quote to him what I had learned in film school and how the lessons applied. But how and why did Hanisch curve away from a film career? Since his father died when he was 6 years old, the rabbis at camp became his role models, and that was how the rabbinic spark started. As Hanisch's youthful days faded in the distance, I realized I was aging out of becoming the next wunderkind filmmaker. The life changer came in his late 30s when his wife Lisa's 99-year-old grandmother died. That prompted Lisa to turn to her husband and ask, "Is there anything in your life you regret not having done?" He recalls the moment precisely. I said, I always have wanted to go to rabbinic school. Lisa knew I was getting bored by the business I owned. So she said, let's look into it. The next day she went to Evan Kent, the cantor at Temple Isaiah, and said, hey, my husband wants to talk to you. Being accepted by Hebrew Union College's rabbinic school was the easy part. What shocked me was that I passed the Hebrew proficiency test, said a smiling Hanisch. The biggest break of his budding rabbinic career occurred a dozen years ago when he was in his fifth year at Kehillat Israel in Pacific Palisades. When this pulpit, Kol Tikva, opened with a chance to become the senior rabbi, I made the transition to a second career, said Hanisch, who was 49 at the time. I was not going to wait around too many more years. He laughed heartily when asked if he came to Woodland Hills with a plan in mind. I found a synagogue that was hungry for community, he said. Quickly, though, he concluded the split-level facility was not designed for community, either for programming or physical appeal. When people were gathering in the parking lot after dropping off their kids, there was no place to talk and no programs for them. So Rabbi Hanisch promptly went to work, developing educational programs and extended programs for youth. He notes that Kol Tikva was one of the few synagogues of its smallish size that within a year or two instituted full-time educators. Because of that, our religious school numbers are extremely high for a 225-family synagogue, he said. We have 90 kids in religious school, same as synagogues with 500 or 600 families. Kol Tikva is doing 25 B'nai mitzvahs this year and expects another 25 next year. That is a lot, Hanisch said. And oh, yes, those celebratory Friday nights. Temple Kol Tikva is a place of simcha, of joy, the rabbi says. That always has been our byline. Like his father, Rabbi Hanisch suffered a heart attack at age 36 even though he was running about 6 miles a day. Now 61, having signed a contract to cover 5 to 8 years, the rabbi said he is in the final stage of his career. He started rabbinic school when he was 41. When I didn't die that year, he said, I was quite happy. Fast Takes with Rabbi John Hanisch. Jewish Journal. What is your favorite Jewish food? Rabbi Hanisch, hot pastrami. JJ. What is your favorite place to visit? Rabbi Hanisch, outside of Israel, probably Barcelona, my wife's favorite city. JJ. What figure in Jewish history would you like to meet? Rabbi Hanisch, Yitzhak Rabin, for the change he made, from being a warrior to being a peacemaker.